3. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. If there's one thing I'm grateful I was not born with, it's an interest in jewelry. Don't get me wrong, I don't hate jewelry, not at all. If I were to be given a diamond necklace from Tiffany for my birthday, I'd be thrilled to bits and I'd really show it off. But chances are, I wouldn't wear it more than a couple of times, after which I'd put it in a drawer for safekeeping, where it would gather dust. I'm just generally indifferent to jewelry, and I find wearing it a bother. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, jade, gold, silver, platinum, these precious stones and metals are pretty to look at and definitely nice to have, but I don't dream of them. I toss jewelry adverts into the bin without even a glance. It used to be that women didn't buy their own diamonds or other fine jewelry. Instead, they waited for the men in their lives to give it to them. Jewelry was a symbol of affection, and the equation is simple. If a man loves you, he'll buy it for you. Today, women no longer wait for Mr. Right to come along with a little soft box with a ring in it. Single women are buying their own precious stones. They have the money to do so and the confidence to wear them. In fact, jewelers now target female rather than male customers. Recently, US jewelers started promoting the right hand ring, aimed at independent, worldly women. The diamond ring is to be worn on the third finger of the right hand, which, as everyone knows, is the wedding finger. It is reserved for those committed to love and marriage because, according to folklore, a vein runs directly from the finger to the heart. But what puzzles me is this. If today's women are truly liberated, does it matter which hand or finger carries her ring? Why can't a single woman wear a diamond on the wedding finger if that's the one the ring looks nicest on? So what if it causes questions about your marital status? And so what if people are shocked by your reply? I'm not married. I just like wearing the ring on this finger. Surely women are confident enough not to be ruled by tradition and beliefs. Still, for all my brave talk about liberated women, nothing beats getting jewelry as a gift, especially from a man you like. While it does feel good to be able to buy yourself a diamond, it is still nicer when it's a present. Independent though women might be, who doesn't want to be loved and admired? And, like it or not, jewelry is the ultimate symbol of this. No, not just because diamonds are beautiful to look at and something you can wear, but also because they are expensive. If someone is willing to throw away money to buy it for you, surely he must care for you. So, here's my advice. If you're single and female, go buy a piece of jewelry if it will make you happy. You deserve it. And if you're attached, let me give the man in your life a hint. Give that woman a diamond. Even if, like me, she doesn't have a natural-born love of jewelry, a diamond is always welcome.